South Korea says Washington and Pyongyang have agreed to arrange a second summit between the leaders of the two countries soon. The office of the South Korean president made the announcement after U.S. Secretary of State met with Kim Jong-un during his trip to North Korea. The office says Mike Pompeo and Kim negotiated the issue of expediting the denuclearization process, as well as the measures the U.S. should take. Trump and Kim held their first summit on June the 12th. They signed an agreement that urged Washington to provide security guarantees to Pyongyang. In return, Kim reaffirmed his commitment to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The U.S., however, says sanctions on the North remain in place for now. Well, this policy has infuriated the North. Our Seoul correspondent Frank Smith says the U.S. has to take measures in return for North Korea's denuclearization if issues between the two are to be resolved.
There was some disappointment after the first summit, especially I think that disappointment was felt in the United States. What we've seen over the past few months is really a shift in U.S. policy here. Initially, when Donald Trump, the U.S. president, agreed to have the summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and agreed to engage North Korea, agreed to at least talk about denuclearization, he was looking for the complete denuclearization of North Korea in a six-month time frame. That's now gone, and the U.S. has recognized that this is going to be a long, drawn-out process and also recognized that it's going to have to give something. This has been the position of North Korea all along, and it also has the support of Beijing and Moscow in that endeavor, in seeing the U.S. provide some security guarantees and perhaps even some sanctions relief as North Korea moves along on its path toward denuclearization.